السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بفور وی بگن اینی تھنگ اٹ از نیسسری دیٹ وی ایگزامن آور ہارٹ. وی ٹیک اے لک انٹو آور ہارٹس دیٹ واٹ از دا اسٹیٹ آف مائی ہارٹ رائٹ ناؤ. واٹ از اٹ دیٹ آئی وانٹ فرام دس ایفرٹ آف مائنڈ؟ واٹ از اٹ دیٹ آئی ہیو کم فور؟ وائی ہیو آئی کم ہیئر؟ Why am I going to sit here? Why am I going to spend some time reading the book of Allah? What is the reason? And whenever you have to ask yourself about your intention, what is the intention, and you feel a little lost, tell yourself, وَالْقَلْبُ مُتَوَجِّهٌ إِلَى اللَّهِ, that the heart is now going to be directed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is facing its Lord. Meaning, Ya Allah, now I'm facing you. I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this to attain your pleasure. I'm doing this to draw closer and closer to you. وَالْقَلْبُ مُتَوَجِّهٌ إِلَى اللَّهِ. So as we sit here, each and every single one of us, let us feel ourselves before the eyes of our Lord. Think, my Lord is watching me right now. As I sit here with His book, my Lord is watching me. And hopefully, because I am thinking of Him, I am remembering Him, He is also making mention of me. I remember Him in this gathering, and hopefully my Lord is making mention of me in His gathering of the angels. That this servant of mine is sitting amongst others to remember me. And this thought, this realization, it should delight us. It should make us happy. It should make all our fears and our concerns and our worries go away. Because now I am here for my Lord. This is my time with my Lord. So all my worries, everything else, I can put it aside for now. And Allah will take care of them. Now before we begin Fahm al-Qur'an, the question is, what is Fahm al-Qur'an? Why is it that this class has been called Fahm al-Qur'an? Fahm al-Qur'an basically means the understanding of the Qur'an. Remember, this is not going to be tafsir of the Qur'an. We are not going to be going into the detailed explanation of the Qur'an. Rather, this is just a dhikra. This is just a reminder. Meaning, as we read the meaning of the Qur'an, we go through the verses, we go through the translation, the objective, the purpose is to remind ourselves. So the objective over here is, the focus over here is dhikra. And dhikra, reminder, who is in need of it? Who needs dhikra? فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The reminder benefits the believers. Meaning every single believer needs a reminder. Which reminder? Of the words of Allah. Of Allah's message. Of His advice. Of His instruction. So this, inshallah, is going to benefit to everybody. Those who have already studied the entire Qur'an cover to cover. Those who are in this journey. And also those who are completely new to this journey. Because every single believer can benefit from dhikra, he can benefit from reminder. So inshallah we'll be focusing on the major themes of the verses and the major lessons that we can learn from the ayat. We are not going to go into the detailed explanation, rather we're going to be focusing on the lessons, on the themes, on the major points. And of course, when a person is coming for this reason to remind themselves, then we want to make the most of this effort. Correct? How are we going to do that? How are we going to ensure that as we remind ourselves of the meaning of the Qur'an, the messages that it contains, how are we going to make sure that we are actually going to benefit from them? What are we going to do to ensure that we don't forget these reminders? Write them down? Okay. So how many lessons are you going to write down? Or how many reflections are you going to write down? Inshallah, we will begin a reflections activity also. However, what I encourage you to do is that from every juz, note down at least 3 action points. For every single juz that you listen to, inshallah, note down how many action points? Minimum 3. So for example, today we will learn, Allah says, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى. Say to the people good words. Now, when you highlight that ayah, alright, with your pink favorite highlighter, alright, and maybe you draw a heart or something next to it, alright, and you write your notes next to it, your reflections next to it, what will happen? Very soon, as the book is going to close, we're going to forget about it. So what I want you to do is make a separate Ramadan journal. A separate Ramadan journal in which you record your Ramadan goals, your Ramadan du'as, and for every juz inshallah, how many action points? 3 action points, minimum. Now it's up to you how much you want, but 3 is minimum, inshallah. Also remember that when a person learns the Qur'an, what does he develop? Essentially, he develops the love of Allah and the love of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever wants to develop love of Allah and his Messenger, then he should read what is in the Mus'haf. He should read what is in the Qur'an. So as we will review the Qur'an, we will come across many beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what I want you to do is that as you read through them, make a note of them. Highlight them. Mark them. So that inshallah as you reopen your Qur'an, at any point, what do you see? The names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His attributes. And also notice the context in which the names of Allah are mentioned. Now, we are doing this. We are inshallah going to be studying one juz a day. Why? What's the intention? What's the goal? What's the purpose? What are we preparing for? The month of Ramadan. Because the month of Ramadan is a month of Qur'an. It is the time when we recite it, when we worship Allah with it, right? It is a time when we act upon it also. And all of this cannot be done effectively unless and until we review and we refresh the meaning of the Qur'an. We may know it really well from before, but what happens after knowing also? We forget. So the purpose of this is inshallah to remind ourselves. So that our Ramadan is spent in the best worship. Why best worship? Because what do we want from Allah this Ramadan? What's your goal? What are you seeking this Ramadan? What do you want from this Ramadan? What do you want? Why are we preparing so much for this month? What's the big deal? This is a time of having our sins forgiven. This is a time of having our sins forgiven. So inshallah for that, we are definitely going to make dua, but we are also going to strive with our actions. We're going to put in some effort also. And for that, we're going to remind ourselves of what Allah tells us in the Qur'an, what we should do, so that we can change ourselves. Because it is actions also that bring about Allah's forgiveness. So with this, let us begin. Does everybody have a mushaf in front of them? Translation of the Qur'an in front of them? Okay, I have 0 copies left over here. But alhamdulillah, we do have it up on the screen. So those of you who don't have it, inshallah, you can follow along with the screen. Inshallah. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ نَسْتَعِينُهُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُهُ وَنَعُوذُ بِهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ These words, Subhanallah, perfect is Allah. Walhamdulillah, all praise and thanks is for Allah. Wala ilaha illallah, there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. Wallahu akbar, and Allah is the greatest. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim, and there is no power and no might except with Allah, the exalted, the great. These words, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said about them, that saying these words is more beloved to me than anything upon which the sun rises. Meaning these words are more beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam than anything on this earth. All of its treasures and all of its valuable combined, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved the words of Allah's praise more than anything else. And with this, we beg Allah that, O Allah, You also grant us the love of these words. Make us amongst those who remember You happily, who read Your book, Your kalam, willingly and wholeheartedly. The Qur'an is the book of Allah. The book of Allah that has been sent for the guidance of all people. And in order to receive guidance from this book, it is necessary that we reflect upon this book. Allah says in the Qur'an, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Will they not reflect on the Qur'an? Meaning they should reflect on the Qur'an. What is preventing them? They must reflect on the Qur'an so that they can increase in their guidance. And reflection upon the Qur'an is not something that is difficult to do. It might seem like a daunting task, one juz a day. But it is not something difficult to do. Why? Because Allah has made the Qur'an easy for guidance. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. Certainly, we have made the Qur'an easy for remembrance. And the fact is that why should we not reflect on the Qur'an? Why should we not study it? Why should we not ponder upon its meanings when this Qur'an is that which guides us to the best way, to the most correct way? Allah says, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. Indeed, this Qur'an guides to that which is most suitable, that which is most proper. Meaning after reading and understanding the book of Allah, you will find the most correct and best way of living your life. But not just that, وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this Qur'an also gives good news to believers. Which believers? الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who do righteous deeds. أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. That indeed for them is a great reward. Meaning those who act upon this book, those who learn this book and act upon it, then for them Allah promises a great reward. Therefore, studying this book and exerting any kind of effort for this purpose and bearing any form of hardship in order to better understand the book of Allah, any kind of effort for this book, especially with respect to reflecting upon it, all of this effort is in fact a means of acquiring أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. This is our effort to attain the great reward that Allah has promised His servants. Therefore, let us sit here with this intention, with this goal, with this hope, and this desire and dua that Allah grants us through this effort of ours, عِلْمٌ نَافِعٌ, beneficial knowledge, and then the ability to perform amal salih, righteous deeds, so that we can attain ajran kabira, a great reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us this book through His messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet of Allah, he fulfilled his duty in delivering this message. وَأُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ لِأُنذِرَكُمْ بِهِ وَمَنْ بَلَغْ. This Qur'an Allah has revealed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that he may warn you thereby, meaning us thereby, and also whomsoever this Qur'an reaches, meaning this Qur'an is a warning for all of mankind. And when this is a warning, this means that its messages must be taken seriously. Its contents must be taken seriously. Let us therefore observe seriousness in the study of this book. And let us study this book with the fear of Allah. This session is not for the purpose of amusement. It is not for the purpose of entertainment. It is not for the purpose of amusing ourselves, of something to laugh with. No. This session is for the purpose of spending some time with the Book of Allah. And the Book of Allah is indeed the Kalam of Allah. It is indeed the speech of Allah. And we have to give it its haqq. It is serious Kalam. And we must observe seriousness in listening to the Book of Allah, in reading the Book of Allah, and in learning from the Book of Allah. And once we do learn it, then remember, we also have the obligation of conveying this message forward. We also have this obligation to convey its beautiful messages to the rest of the people. Because Allah says, هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ. This book is a notification, it is a clarification, it's a message for all people. Why? وَلِيُنْذَرُوا بِهِ. So that they may be warned through it. They may be informed about the impending doom. They may be warned about their result, about the Day of Judgment. هَذَا بَيَانٌ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah says this Qur'an is a clarification for people. هَذَا بَصَائِرُ لِلنَّاسِ. This is enlightenment for people. This is what brings us out of darkness into light. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. This Qur'an is that which guides us to the right way. And those people who mold their lives according to this book, then this Qur'an testifies that it will certainly be a means of guidance for them. It will certainly be a cure for them. A cure for their hearts. قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءٌ. This Qur'an is a guide and a cure for people who believe. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This Qur'an, we have revealed it as a cure and as a mercy for the believers. And those people who approach this book with some other intention, who are not seeking guidance from this book, who are not seeking the cure that this book offers, then this Qur'an, it does not become a means of guidance for them. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those people who do not believe in the verses of Allah, لَا يَهْدِيهِمُ اللَّهِ. Allah does not guide them. Even if the Qur'an comes before them, they do not receive guidance from the Qur'an. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for them is a painful punishment. So those who leave the Book of Allah, and those who try to attain guidance from something other than the Book of Allah, they shall never ever attain guidance. لَا يَهْدِيهِمُ اللَّهِ. They shall never be rightly guided. We are all in need of guidance. We are all in need of instruction. We are all in need of direction to the way of Allah's pleasure. And this direction, this guidance can only be found in that which has come from Allah, in the Book of Allah. And those who leave this book, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. For them is a painful punishment. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam will also testify against those who abandon the book. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ. And the Messenger will complain, يَا رَبِّي. O my Lord, إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Indeed, my people abandoned this Qur'an. May Allah make us of those who are Ahlul Qur'an, not of those who are Hajirul Qur'an, who leave the Qur'an. So with this intention and goal, let us begin the Qur'an with Suratul Fatiha.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah has not revealed in the Torah nor in the Injil any surah like the mother of the book, like Ummul Kitab, which is Surah Al-Fatiha. And that is the 7 oft repeated verses. Meaning those verses which are repeated over and over again. There is no surah like this in the entire Tawrat, in the entire Injil. And Allah says that this surah is divided between myself and my servant. And my servant shall have what he asks for. Because this surah is a dua. It is a prayer in which we pray to Allah. While we praise Him, we glorify Him, we also make dua to Allah. We also ask Him for guidance. And this surah is the best surah. It is the most superior portion of the Qur'an. Once the Prophet ﷺ was on a journey, when a man came to him, and he said that the Prophet ﷺ turned towards him and said, "Should I not inform you of the best part of the Qur'an? The afdal, the most superior portion of the Qur'an?" And he recited Surah Al-Fatiha to him. So Surah Al-Fatiha is the best portion of the Qur'an. And this is why we recite this surah in every rak'ah of every prayer. Without the recitation of this surah, salah is invalid. What is the meaning of the surah? Let us understand. Let us review. Let us refresh its meaning, its message. Let us reflect on it so that we can also improve our prayers and perform them with excellence. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge with Allah. I seek His protection against the shaitan who is the accursed. Let us give ourselves in Allah's protection. Why? Because when a person goes in the way of Allah, then shaitan attacks him most at that time. Therefore, seek refuge with Allah. Not just me, you as well. Say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. O Allah, we give ourselves in your protection. Save us from shaitan. From all of the shayateen, whether they are from among men or from among jinn, whoever they may be, whatever they may be, those who stop me from your book, anyone who stops me from coming closer to you, from reflecting on your book, those who create obstacles for me in this cause, and make me think that this cause is unimportant, that reflecting on the book of Allah is something that is unnecessary. We surrender ourselves, we give ourselves in Allah's protection, that Allah protect us from them. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. It is Allah's mercy that He has revealed this book for us. Ar-Rahman 'allama al-Qur'an. The most merciful who taught the Qur'an. Allah is all-merciful. And His mercy is ever manifest around us. Anywhere you see the signs of His mercy. But His greatest mercy is revealed through this Qur'an. Allah has shown mercy to us at this moment that He has given us the ability to sit with His book. To sit with His book. That He has yet again joined us with His book despite our shortcomings, despite our sins. He has honored us with His book. That right now we sit before His book in order to read it, in order to understand it. Therefore, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, who is the Lord of the worlds. Ultimate, absolute praise is for Him. For Allah, not for anyone else, not for me, not for you, not for any king of this world or anyone else, not for the glitters of this world, the things that we are impressed with, the things that we are in love with, the things that occupy our hearts. No, praise is for the Maker. Praise is for the Creator of all of this, the Rabb, the Lord of all the worlds, the Lord of us all, those who believe in Him and also those who do not believe in Him. But He is especially the Lord, the nourisher of those who do believe in Him. Because He provides them with iman. He provides them with beneficial knowledge. He provides them with the opportunity to do righteous deeds. He provides them with His recognition, with His nearness. He is the Lord, the nourisher, who has given us this book for the nourishment of our hearts. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful, repeatedly merciful, eternally merciful. Again, His mercy is mentioned. A man once came to the Prophet ﷺ with his child, and he began to hug his child, he began to show love to his child. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Do you show mercy towards him?" The man said, "Yes." The Prophet ﷺ said, "Allah is more merciful towards you than you are towards this child. For Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful of those who show mercy." Maliki Yawm al-Din, sovereign of the day of recompense, the day of judgment, when He will hold the earth and roll up the skies in His hand, and He will say, "Ana al-Malik, I am the king. Aina mulukul ard, where are the kings of the earth?" He is the Malik, the king, the master, the sovereign of that day. In this surah, Surah Al-Fatiha, we are taught the etiquette of making dua. We are taught how we should ask Allah. The first step is to praise Allah. Once a man came to the masjid, he performed the salat, and then he made dua. And when he made dua, that man said, "Oh Allah, forgive me and have mercy on me." The Prophet ﷺ said, "Oh worshipper, you have rushed, you have been hasty. When you perform salah and then sit, then first praise Allah with that which He is deserving of. Then send salat upon me, and then call upon Allah." So here in Surah Al-Fatiha we are taught, first we praise Allah. We praise Him with His names, with His attributes, with His grandness. And then we ask Him. We ask Him, we beg Him. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. O Allah, it is You who we worship, and You alone that we ask for help. We are Your servants, O Allah, and for Your worship, Ya Allah, we need Your help. We cannot fast without Your help. We cannot speak the truth without Your help. We cannot stand in prayer without Your help. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. You alone we worship. You alone we desire to worship. But You alone, Your help it is that we need. Therefore, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us, Ya Allah. Guide us to the straight path. The reality is that until a person does not find right guidance, he is in extreme danger. Because if he goes along on the path of misguidance, then the end is very ugly. Because the Day of Judgment is not an ordinary day. It is a very hard, a very difficult day. It is the day of account, the day of hisab, the day of recompense. And in order to be successful that day, it is essential that a person knows now what is right and what is wrong. It is essential that a person be able to differentiate now between what is good and what is bad. This is why the most important dua is the dua of guidance. The dua that Allah teaches us here in the very opening of the book, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. O Allah, guide us to the right path so that ultimately we can be successful. What kind of a day is the Day of Judgment? Abdullah bin Unais reported that I heard the Prophet ﷺ say that Allah will gather His slaves unclothed, uncircumcised, buhman. The companions asked, what is meant by buhm? The Prophet ﷺ said, they will have nothing with them. Meaning people will come on that day empty-handed. Empty-handed. They will be called by a voice that is heard from afar saying, "I am the king." None of the people of Jannah will enter Jannah while any of the people of the fire are seeking Him for some injustice that He did to him. And none of the people of fire will enter the fire while any of the people of Jannah are seeking Him for an injustice that He did to him. In another version we learn that Allah will say, "I will avenge him for a slap even." Meaning if a person slapped another, then justice will take place on that day. The people asked the Prophet ﷺ, how will that be when we will come to Allah naked, unclothed, boom, empty-handed? How will we make up that day? How will we pay each other off that day? The Prophet ﷺ said, this applies to good actions and evil actions. Meaning that day justice will be established through the deeds that the people have brought. So any person whom we have wronged in any way, whether they know or they do not know, we must seek their forgiveness. Because until this revenge is established, a person is not getting to his destination. Many times we take these matters lightly and we think that everything will be fine on the Day of Judgment. No, we must make amends over here. Or we have to be ready to give up the hard-earned good deeds on that day. Think before wronging any person. Any person. Think. And if it has been done already, then seek their forgiveness. This is why it is essential to know what is permissible, what is impermissible, what is it that Allah allows and what is it that He does not allow, what is beneficial, what is harmful. And this is why we ask Allah, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us to the right way. And the right way, where is it found? In the Book of Allah. And this is why we are here. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, the path of those upon whom You have bestowed favor. Who are they? The prophets, the truthful, the righteous, the martyrs. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, not of those who have evoked Your anger, O Allah. We don't want the way of those people with whom You were angry, nor of those who went astray. This is our dua to Allah. That Allah grant us guidance. Keep us firm upon guidance until our very last breath. And after this surah, after this dua, Suratul Baqarah.